Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast is being brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.
So while Jewish students are terrified and threatened by riotous Ivy League terrorists on U.S. campuses, the stakes couldn't be higher. In the heart of Gaza's Rafah lies the last bastion of terror, where the remnants of the enemy forces huddle, plotting their next move against Israel. But what stands in the way of Israel's righteous mission to eradicate this threat? None other than President Biden himself. It's a shocking reality we face. While Israel fights for its survival, the leader of the free world is pulling strings to hinder its efforts. With brazen audacity, Biden has issued a stern warning to Israel, labeling an invasion of Rafah as crossing a red line. Yet this phrase has been glaringly absent when confronting adversaries like Iran and North Korea and China. The bias couldn't be clearer. Adding insult to injury, Biden's State Department has shamefully equated Israel with the world's terrorist organizations in a new damning UN report authored by Secretary of State Antony Blinken. Not unrelated, President Biden stooped to the level of appeasing riotous mobs clamoring for the genocide of Israel and Jews worldwide on Ivy League school campuses through Blinken's condemnation. By pandering to this hateful mob, Biden emboldens those who seek to spread lies and hate and violence. Instead of standing firm against bigotry and extremism, Biden's actions send a dangerous message that violence and intimidation can yield concessions. It's a shameful betrayal of America's values and a slap in the face to Israel, a steadfast ally in the fight against terrorism and tyranny. They're chanting, "We are Hamas. Hamas makes us proud. Kill another soldier now. Hamas, we love your bombs. Go back to Poland. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Make no mistake about it. Israel's hand is forced. The threat posed by Hamas cannot be neutralized without entering Rafah. As the IDF grapples with the intricate tunnel network harboring hostages and insurgents alike, the Biden administration's threats loom large. Consequences are dangled like a sword of Damocles, from abandonment of the UN to restrictions on offensive weaponry, all at the cost of Israeli lives. But let's not be fooled by the smoke and mirrors. Hamas has made its intentions clear. More attacks, more bloodshed, more terror. Biden's push for a ceasefire is a veiled attempt to rob Israel of its victory. The Hamas playbook is predictable. Hide behind civilians, manipulate media sympathy, lie about non-combatant casualties through the Hamas Health Ministry, and exploit international pressure. And Biden's playing right into their hands.
The Joyce Kaufman Podcast has been brought to you by Code Red Roofers, South Florida's leading residential and commercial roof experts. Code Red Roofers, roofers that respond. Call 844-4-CODE-RED or visit coderedroofers.com.